Blog Talk Radio.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here today on day 21 of my 30-day challenge, Busting Out and Busting Into Your Life. How are you doing on your challenge? Have you begun? Are you busting out of your old paradigm and busting into the life of your dreams? That's what this 30-day challenge is all about. And you can begin today with your 30-day challenge. It takes 30 days for a new pattern to be solidified in the mind. So that is why we're doing the 30-day challenge. And you can go back and begin from day one listening to the show if you'd like, because the archives are all there, and start your 30-day challenge wherever you are. Here we are in this beautiful, gorgeous day in New England. It's going to top out at close to 60 again today, which for February 1st is very unusual. I'm blessed and grateful that it's such a beautiful day. But again, like if you listened to the show yesterday, I talked a little bit about global warming. It really does concern me. And I know there probably are a lot of you who listen to my show who are concerned, because if you're listening to this show, you are awake and aware of what is going on in the world and within yourself. So congratulations for being here and for being awake and aware and for looking for ways to improve your life and be happier in your life, because you are the only one who can do that. Really let that sink in. You are the only one who can be happy in your life. It doesn't matter what all the other people around you are doing. You can have somebody who is the most loving spouse or partner or children, and yet you can be miserable inside. Only you have the power to change what's going on in your interior world, which is the real and only real world. The outside is only what we perceive. The world is a mirror for our interior often. So what is going on in your interior? What is going on in your mind? How many classes or workshops have you been to, and yet your life is still not fulfilling or what you would like it to be? Do you still have the monkey mind going on, criticizing, saying, well, if I weren't abandoned as a child, well, if I weren't abused or molested as a child, I would be better now? You are the only one who can change that. And when I say you are the only one who can change that, I mean you are the only one who can change your mind. People are messy. There's no way around it. People make mistakes. And oftentimes, you know, people don't set out there at the beginning of their day saying, oh, I'm going to abuse so-and-so today, or I'm going to abandon my daughter or son today. They don't start the day planning that. They do those things, and maybe you're someone who has caused pain in another's life, because we all have, when we're honest. And you didn't start out your day planning that to happen. None of us did. But yet they do, and we do. It's because of their own pain and our own pain that we go to those places. I have had a lot of trauma in my life, and if you listened to the show before, you know that. And I don't want to get into my story today. There's a show a couple of days back, I don't know, maybe it might have been around day 18 or so, where I talked about my story. So, if you want to hear, and it's just a part of my story, it's not everything, go back in the archives and look for the day when I talk about my story. If you've had a traumatic life or have had one or more traumatic events in your life, sometimes it's helpful to hear someone else's story, knowing that they've been through it and they've been able to get out on the other side of it. Because the thing is, no matter what, you're not a victim. We often take on the thought that we're a victim of the abuse. We're a victim of the neglect. We're a victim of the abandonment. The truth is, only victims are dead. And since you're listening to this show, you're not dead. So you are not a victim. We victimize, or it's been allowed or accepted in society, to claim the victim and the victim archetype. And all that does is keep you stuck in the messiness of the circumstance. What holds you captive and prisoner is the thought. Our thoughts create energy, and this is more than the events of the circumstances of your life. Your thought creates energy, and its energy is what we hold on to that creates our suffering. Because we are encapsulated in this toxic energy that is connected to our thought. Are your own enemy. You avoid it, you're denying it, and you are doing all of it to you. And the enemy is your mind. Now, understand me when I say this, that I'm not saying that in a sense that what may have happened to you is not challenging. And it wasn't, I won't even say that it wasn't horrible. It might have been. It might have been horrible for you. However, when you stay in that energy, what you focus on grows. And that oftentimes will bring you to physical maladies in your body. So if you've had a lot of trauma in your body, the muscle memory is going to remember the trauma. Oh, it's 11-11 again. Everybody take a breath and make a wish. 11-11 is the gateway to the other side. Take a moment, center yourself. Make a nice wish. And when you listen to the replay, that energy will be programmed in. So no matter what time of the day it is, stop at that moment and make a wish. Okay. It's funny because I saw that yesterday as well. And yesterday was the first time in the 30-day challenge that I had noticed 11-11 while I was on the air. So 2 days in a row, that's the angel's way of saying we're here and we're here to grant wishes. So really think about that. So if you have fibromyalgia, that is from trauma stored in your muscles, because the muscles in our body have memory. And the memory is always looking for the same or familiar situation to create. So a good way to sometimes break that cycle, there are lots of different methods you can use, but tapping or EFT is one way that can help to break the memory muscle cycle. And there are, like I said, lots of great methods and modalities out there. There are some that are more effective and work more rapidly than others. But tapping, like all modalities out there, just sort of etch the surface. It just etches the surface. Real change only happens when you forgive yourself for the belief that the other person still has power over you. See, because that's what really is for what forgiveness is about. Because the thing is, we hold on to the traumas, we hold on to the blame and the shame. Because if we were to let go of it, the mind says we would be somehow letting that person off the hook. And it's true. You would be letting that person off the hook energetically. They would no longer be lording over you and your energy and your mind. That's the power they have by keeping that energy alive. So forgiveness, when they say forgiveness is for you, not for the other person, that's what it means. And real forgiveness lets the other person off the hook. Now, there may be some of you out there whose minds are going, what? Oh my God, I can't do that. This person raped me, or my uncle molested me as a child, or whatever, you know, neighbor or family member may have done that to you. And your mind is throwing up all these flags going, and they're going to forgive. How can she forgive them? Oh my gosh, that's craziness. That she has to never forgive them. Well, the mind is going to try to keep you trapped, because the ego mind does not like change. It likes to keep you in the same cycles and the same thoughts over and over and over again, day in and day out. So though we may believe or think we're having a different thought, we're really having the same thoughts over and over again. And you can really go back through your life and look at the patterns in your life through relationships, and that can be personal relationships or it can be relationships through work. How are they the same over and over again? We often attract to us, so maybe you're someone who's been married, you've gotten divorced, you've gotten married again, or you've moved in with someone, and then 5, 6, 7 years down the road, maybe even a little bit longer, all of a sudden you have this realization that, oh my God, this looks the same as when I was with so-and-so. Because the mind is going to trick you into going to that same place again until you can work through your stuff. So when you can work through your stuff, and when I say you can work through your stuff, it's working through the realization that we are the only ones that have any power in our lives. And we are the one who creates our own suffering. No matter what other people do to us, we create our own suffering. It's interesting if you listen to, if you've ever heard Yangla Van Zandt's story. She was molested as a child, but nobody ever told her it was bad. So she was in her 30s. Because she didn't know, I take that back, let me retract. She didn't know until she was in her 30s that she was molested. Because oftentimes when you have a trauma like that, you will block it out and lose the memory of it. The memory will be lodged deep in the subconscious mind, but you're not aware of it in the present moment. So she became very promiscuous. And that often happens, where if you have childhood sexual trauma, oftentimes girls will be promiscuous at a young age, often not being aware that they were molested, but blacking it out, or going that route, trying to get love, because that may have been the only way that they ever felt love in their lives. So the whole thing is, like with Yangla, is she didn't know it until she was in her 30s that had happened. And that's when her family sort of revealed that information to her. So she didn't live all those years under the power of that other person, in a sense, holding them guilty, holding a grudge against them or whatever, because she didn't know. It did come out in other ways in her life. But again, she didn't know. And so sometimes that can be a blessing in a lot of ways. And it's kind of a weird thing. The mind is a funny place. It's really, really a funny place. So it's a choice. Every day is a choice. And every thought of in every moment of your day is a choice. How are you thinking? Because remember, what you focus on grows. So if you focus on, if you continue to stay in the poor me or be in the victim consciousness that, oh, I'll never be happy because this happened to me, then no matter how many classes or workshops you take, you're still going to be staying in the same place. You've got to clear up all that thinking. The key to changing your life and having it the way that you want to be is by resetting the thinking mind, clearing up the thinking. And there's lots of great ways that you can do that. Meditation is really super helpful in doing that. A deep dive meditation. So this is more than a guided meditation. Guided meditation are great. It's a great place to start because a lot of people have trouble doing silent meditation. But even more so than, say, guided meditation where you may take do Colette Baron Reed's Journey Through the Chakras, which is it's a wonderful meditation. You want to really take a deep dive meditation where, even if it's guided, that you go into the depths of the subconscious mind, where you go into the thought and the idea of what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail in your life? What would you do? And maybe do a meditation on that. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail in your life? Because there is no failure in this lifetime. Everything you do produces a result. It may not be the result that you wanted or were hoping for. That being said, however, it did produce a result. So there is no failure. Be really clear about that. We often never step off the plane because we're afraid of failing. So if you're, say, we're going to go skydiving. We're going to take a little journey. You're up in the plane and maybe you're afraid of heights. And they've got the door open and you even have the skydive expert with you, and you're going to dive with someone else attached to you. So you don't even have to dive alone. How afraid are you to take a step out that window, out that door of that plane, even though you've got the expert strapped to your back? How afraid are you? That's how you're living your life every single day. Every single day. Where in your life are you fearful of stepping into your greatness? The greatness of who you were when you showed up on this planet in this lifetime. We all have it. It's all within us. We got amnesia, though, when we arrived. It's a beautiful thing in a way. And at the same time, you can curse it if you'd like. So we get this amnesia of what our past lives were like and what we've been through. We get this amnesia of what we agreed to come and conquer and do in this lifetime for our soul growth. And then all these things happen to us. And you may be saying, oh my God, why do horrible things happen? Well, horrible things happen because we're human beings. We are part animal nature. There's no getting around that. As long as we have the animal mind and maybe when we finally do reach real enlightenment, then that mind maybe will shrivel up and shrink. But until then, we have it. And people do crazy things. Just the nature of the human being. People are going to hurt you. There's no doubt. But how you take that hurt and what you do with it, whether you give it power or not, is the key to your happiness. It's the key to your happiness. So find what can help you in your ways, because we're all different. to go beyond the drama. Go beyond the thinking that what other people have imposed upon us is power over you. Because the truth is, only you have the power. You have the power to continue to give up your power to them. You have the power to continue to give up your own power to the circumstances that happened in your life. And only you have the power to choose to live in fear. And right now in our society here in the United States, we have the best example going on in our political race that we have ever seen, or maybe have ever seen in history. Maybe not in all of history, but one that we have seen for a long, really like to talk politics so much because it's a heated argument, of course. However, the politics that are going on in this country right now and the race for the nomination for president for both the Democrats and the Republicans is a very interesting one. And when we take all the issues aside that the candidates are fighting about or they're for or they're against, and we look at the emotion, and if we were to assign an emotion or a feeling to each candidate who's in the forefront, who are running higher in the polls, then we clearly see an archetype with each one of those candidates. So when we look at Trump, what is he talking? He is talking fear when it comes right down to it. And he's ahead in the polls. So there are a lot of people in this country, in the United States right now, who are feeling and living in the thought and the energy of fear. And why is that? Why is that? Because when you become awake and aware that you are living in that energy, only then can you change it. And when you become awake and aware that you're living in that energy, and you begin to change it, society around you begins to shift. And it begins with those who are the closest to you. And then it stretches out. And then we see people who come with the message like Bernie Sanders, who wants to bring America back to the people and get out of the fear mentality. Let's be accountable, he says. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm for or against any of the candidates. That's up to you to decide. This is just the energy that they bring around each candidate brings a certain energy to this playing field. Bernie Sanders isn't talking about putting walls up and keeping people out. He's not talking about, you know, how anybody who comes through might be a terrorist, like some of the other candidates who are up for the nomination are. And so because of the candidate who is leading the polls is promoting that kind of mindset and that kind of talk, then we know that there are a lot of people in that country who are living in that fear-based thinking at the moment. So what can you do and what can we do? We can continue to be better ourselves. We can know and recognize where we all hold our own fear. See, because the key to going to workshops and going to classes is getting the what is the emotion that is underlying, what is underneath that runs the show. It's getting to those vows that you made growing up and continue to make as an adult. It's finding the trap in your subconscious mind. It's finding the goblin or the gremlins who run the show. It's the chatterbox of your mind. And so there are lots of great teachers out there. There are lots of great workshops. But the ones who are doing the most are the ones who help you actually reprogram the subconscious mind, like the Envision process that I do through Colette Baron Reed's training, and also the vow work through the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. Those sorts of programs allow you to go in and reprogram and reformat and reset the mind. And the beautiful thing is, with both of those programs, you never have to go and access those memories of the trauma and what happened to you. It's really, really an amazing thing. And I think one day probably I'll do a show on both of those topics, and people will be able to call in and experience firsthand what it's like to go through a process and talk about, you know, what sort of vows or blocks you have in your life. So get to the workshops that really have the meat and potatoes, you know. There are lots of workshops out there that are great and that can help you, and you might need baby steps. You know, I've taken, I don't know, maybe hundreds of workshops at this point over the 30 years that I have been on this personal exploration. But if you're at the point where you're really getting ready, if you're really ready to make the shift, then know that the only way that can really happen is when you realize and understand that you are the only one experiences your life. And you are the only one who has power in your life. So therefore, you are the only one who has the power to change your life, no matter how many workshops or classes you go to. You are the one that has to do the work. When the rubber meets the road, it better be your rubber, because if it's not, you ain't got no skin in the game. The way it is, you ain't got no skin in the game. So you may be having circumstances in your life right now that are difficult. So what is your drug of choice? What is your drug of choice? Is it drama? Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Is it avoiding? What is your drug of choice? Because, see, the emotions and the shadow side of ourselves are our drug of choice. And keep in mind that what we put out is what we get back. Energy we focus on is what grows. So if you are having still lots of drama in your life, and you may have been on this personal journey and this path to enlightenment or self-improvement for many years, but yet drama finds you. Somehow drama finds you. And somehow it creates disappointment. It creates heartache in your life. And yet we blame the other people or persons in our life who created this drama. If we weren't in the energy or the belief of that energy, it would not be happening. So where in your life are you perhaps feeling unworthy? Where are you perhaps feeling unworthy? And there, just this past weekend, I had a great example show up in my life around this topic particularly. And this is regarding a longtime student who really has done a lot of amazing, amazing work over the last 14 years. And yet still, her life is plagued by drama and disappointment. And it just is a reminder for her and for me as well to know that there's more to work with there. There's more to work with. Because if this student was feeling worthy, this drama would not be happening in her life. So there's some underlying belief that she's not worthy. Someone in her life. There is a name and a face and an age for every single one of you where someone told you that you're not worth it, that you're not beautiful, that you're stupid, that you're fat. Whatever your issue is, there's a person, face, there's an age that you were at connected to the trauma. And so as much work as she's done, there's still the opportunity there to go deeper. And so what happened was that there was a surprise party and benefit plan for this student. And somehow this person who is acquaintances with the guy who's in the band, and I can't get into too many details, but I'll just give you a brief overview. I don't know how this other person got involved, but anyhow, so this other individual gets involved, who actually was somebody who participated in an event last year at this time for my student as well, and somehow he gets involved in this, and then apparently he was aware that this was a surprise, and he went to the student and blew the surprise out of the water, which was really disappointing for all the people involved who were putting this fabulous and wonderful thing together. And so it turned into be this whole big drama, and it went from being an event that could have really been, here's the clincher, okay? So it went from this event that could be really an amazing thing, a great opportunity for people to come together with their support, both emotionally and financially for this individual, into what now is a huge disappointment and a gathering of people, friends coming together. But now the energy of it has shifted. So how does that happen? How does that happen? And is it true now that because it's no longer a surprise, that it has to be any less than it was originally planned to be? The answer to that question is no. It can be equal to or even better than what was originally planned, depending on how the people who are involved now project it. What energy, emotions, and feelings they put into it. So if the emotion of disappointment, if and you know, that is a valid emotion. However, you can be disappointed and let it go. Or you can be disappointed and you can be angry and hold on to that. And that's the energy that is going to propel forward. And coming from that space, you're going to get a much different result than if you're disappointed and then you say, you know what, I'm really disappointed, but for some reason, this is the way it was supposed to happen. And it's giving me the indication and the perfect example that I still have stuff to work on. And everybody who is involved in the situation can now take this situation and look at their point of view and look at their piece of it and realize that they still have stuff to work on. So what stuff do you still have to work on in your life? You gotta go deep. And this work is layered. You can't get to it all at once. And you will do a lot of work, and then all of a sudden, your life will be going along smoothly, and then something happens. And you feels like you're right back in the thick of it again, right back to the age of 10 years old when you came home one day and your dog was gone. And nobody told you or warned you. You might be right back to that disappointment of that 10-year-old. And you carry that through with you. Maybe you've gotten back to some level of recognizing your shadow side, recognizing, and the shadow is the subconscious mind. And what Carl, you know, you look at Carl Jung's work or Colette Baron-Reed's Envision Process is based on Carl Jung's work and accessing the unconscious mind, where typically all these trauma and emotional things are stored. And when you get to a point where you've done a lot of work, your life is going along smoothly, and all of a sudden, wham, you got whacked again with something that looks, feels, and maybe even tastes very similar to what's happened in the past. The key and the importance is to recognizing that it may look the same and feel the same. However, you are not the same. You have grown, you've evolved, and you have changed on many levels. Even if you feel like you're not where you want to be yet, you have changed and you have evolved and you have grown. So congratulate yourself for that. Listening to this show proves that you have changed and you have grown and you are on a mission to live your best life yet. On a mission to live a fulfilling, happy life. You are on a mission to bust out of your old paradigm and your old crazy thinking and busting into your best life yet. So while you are doing that, recognize that though it may feel and look familiar, it is not, because you are different. You are different. And you now have the power to choose to handle the situation differently. You have the power, and only you. So when we give up and stay in, or when we give up our power and we stay in the energy of the disappointment, when we stay in the energy of the fear, when we stay in the energy of, how could this person do this to me? Then we're just going to create more of that in our lives. And again, it's okay to feel the emotion that comes up in every situation. Often what happens, however, is we're not sure of what that emotion is. We may be angry, but yet anger is not the emotion that we're really feeling. When you break it down, you may feel that what you're really feeling is disappointment. Because very often, the emotion that you think you're having, we're not taught to have emotions and have feelings. A lot of us were taught to, you know, be seen and not heard, be quiet, your opinion doesn't matter, you're just a kid. And those things are instilled in many, many, many of us. Fortunately, there are so many wonderful young people out there now who are raised or being raised by conscious parents, where parents are more aware of what comes out of their mouths and how it affects their children. And so we have the opportunity with a whole new group of kids coming up into society to really make a shift in our culture. And on the planet, we have kids that are really inspiring and who are inspiring others at a young age. If you have never seen Kid President, I encourage you to go on YouTube and watch some videos from Kid President. He's so inspiring, and he's a great example of a lot of the young people that we have coming up in society now, who can really teach us old dogs some new tricks. And old dogs can learn new tricks. We really can learn new tricks. So the key to making the shift, the key to bringing all those things that you have learned in the classes and in the workshops that you have taken, and bringing all that knowledge forward, because there is benefit in all of it. So tying it all in and bring it all forward. The key is to really learning and understanding who you really are and what emotions are running your life. What makes you tick? When you say what makes you tick, your underlying current of emotions is what makes you tick. Why you do things the way you do. Why you make choices the way you do. We make choices dozens, maybe hundreds of times a day. You choose what clothing you're going to wear. You choose what way you're going to drive to work. Or if you're going to go to work, if you are employed outside of the home, you choose what you're going to have for breakfast or not have breakfast. We make choices many, many times a day. And yet so often I hear people say, I have a really difficult time making choices. What happens is when the big choices come into our lives and we are called upon to make an important choice, we don't trust that we will do it well. Our thinking mind, the monkey mind, or the ego, whatever you'd like to call it, goes back to the point and the place of reference where you made a choice where it maybe didn't turn out so well.
didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out. And so the mind goes, oh, you've been here before. Remember, that didn't turn out so good. So no matter what's before you, the mind is going to trick you into believing that you're not good at making choices. You're not good at choosing partners. You're not good at even shining your light so someone else can see it. How can you be on the radio? Your ego mind says. What could you possibly offer to anyone out there who may be listening? Is your mind saying that? Maybe you're inspired to be on the radio. Maybe your dream is to teach workshops. Maybe your dream is to inspire thousands of people, or maybe even millions. What's holding you back? Maybe your dream is to make the most beautiful cards that you can make. What's holding you back? Fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being rejected. Fear of being judged. Fear that you don't have the right to do what you're doing. Fear that maybe everybody will make you wrong because you're stepping out and you're stepping into your greatness. And you're stepping into what feels really good for you, bringing whatever your gifts are out into the world. That is just another person's own fears. When people reject us, they are rejecting us because they feel rejected. When people judge you, it's because they have been judged, and they are judging themselves even more harshly. Keep that in mind, because it's not really about you. What it really is about them. And when you can look at, and we've talked about Don Miguel Ruiz's four agreements, when you look at one of the agreements that says, don't take anything personally, that gives you the power to shift. That gives you the power to step out, to step into the love of your life. And whether that love of your life is with another human being, or whether it is with making the most beautiful cards that you can possibly make, or whether that is sharing your message and your story with the world, know that when you can understand that no matter how others judge you, no matter if others reject you, that's their own pain, and it has nothing to do with you. Not one thing. It's all about them. It's about their fears. It's about the traumas and the dramas they've held on to. It's all about them. When you can keep that in mind, then you can really have a big shift. Mastery is what we practice every day in every moment of our life about what we believe we are. Mastery is what we practice every day in every moment of our lives. It's what we believe we are. What are you mastering? Are you mastering drama, or are you mastering peace? Are you mastering anger, or are you mastering loving kindness. Master, are you listening to? You can change it at any moment. You have the power to change and to loosen the chains, get out of the binds of the way, the crazy way that your mind has sunk all your life. Because we are all crazy when it comes right down to it. As human beings, we do crazy things. Even the Dalai Lama is not perfect. When he was a kid, he used to beat his parrot with a stick when he was 12 years old. The parrot didn't do what he wanted. So even the Dalai Lama is not perfect. We're human, and we have a human mind, and it does crazy things. So start to recognize you're crazy and laugh at it. It's the best medicine that you can ever give yourself. No pill will ever cure what laughter can cure, and happiness. So your challenge this week is to find one thing, at least one thing every day to laugh about. Find one thing every day to be happy about. Even if you are going through the most horrible or horrific or hard thing in your life, find one thing to be happy about. I have a dear, dear classmate who is at the end stages of cancer right now. And still, she is the most shining, beautiful light and beautiful example to all of us that despite the pain that she is feeling in her body, despite knowing that she will soon be an angel watching over us, she has given us the most beautiful gift that any person could give to any other human being on this planet. And that's the gift of her light. It's the gift of no matter how things are hard for her, she knows that we're all beautiful. She's inspirational. So where are you inspirational to somebody in your life? Be the inspiration for someone else, and you will be the inspiration in your own life. We are out of time. I love you all so very much. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine, and you will find the links to my social media. You'll find the links to Facebook and Twitter and my social media on there, and also sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to put out a new newsletter this week, so sign up for my newsletter and check out my all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. I love you all so very much. I will see you tomorrow. Have a happy day.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote an orchard, she'll be back in a minute. Bought a boat and a sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication, wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. But now I'm deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise. alive. There's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne show washing over me. It's sweet, sweet love, living by the salt sea. One day you be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, box up a little slice. Grab a backpack of lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.